Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Tezvav, thank you. We are on Yud Dalet Amud Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up from the bottom, Yud Dalet Amud Beis, Ella Amar Rav Sheshes. If you remember, we are in the sugya of Shochet B'Shabbos of Yom Kippurim. Rav Huna made the statement in the name of Chiyah Barav V'Shvei Derav, that even though the Mishnah says that if somebody shechs on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, the Shechita is Kshera, but it's Usser for that day. Can't eat it that day. So the question is, why not? Why can't you eat it that day? So the Gemara says, oh, it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Which Rabbi Yehuda Shita? So that's what we're going through now. Which Rabbi Yehuda Shita is it talking about? So we wanted to say it's the Rabbi Yehuda of Hachana. We wanted to say it's the Rabbi Yehuda of Kalim. That was number two suggestion. And number three suggestion, what was the Rabbi Yehuda that discusses Shita? We got into that a little bit, but now we're up to six lines from the bottom. Another suggestion. Just one hour, the last source I mentioned yesterday really flows into the next piece of Gemara that we're about to do. The Rashba that I mentioned at the end of yesterday's Shir asked, why doesn't the Gemara suggest that this is which Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, who all over Shas is quoted as the one that holds a muksa. The Gemara says, in Shabbos, the Beitzer, Rabbi Yehuda de Islay Muksa, and Rabbi Shimon is the one de Islay Muksa. So why does the Gemara suggest that? Rabbi Yehuda de Islay Muksa. He says that all over. So the Rashba says, the Yesh Lomar, to Kol Hanach, Einon Muksa Machmas Isser, Ela Machmas Shemaksa Adam Osa Midaito. All the cases in Shas, where Rabbi Yehuda is quoted as the Islay Muksa, that's the Rashba. It's not Muksa Machmas Isser in those cases. It's other types of muksas. Machmas mius, machmas chisar and kis. So it could very well be that machmas iser does not line up with that general sheet of Yehuda de Islay Muksa. As we mentioned that, when the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Islay Muksa, Rabbi Shimon Leslay Muksa, can't take that so much at face value, because there are muksas that even Rabbi Shimon holds up. There are muksas that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold up. And the Rashba then says, like our Gemara is about to ask. Right, so that lead in question is going to be the one that we're going to go into right now. So that's what the Gemara says. Ella Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes tries again and says, Rav Sheshes Breid Rav Idi Rav Yehuda de Nerosi. Maybe it's Rav Yehuda of Neros. De Tanya. The Brisa says, Metaltlin Ner Chadash Avalo Yashan Div Rav Yehuda. The Brisa says that one is allowed to move a new candle, not when it is lit. When it is lit, that is Muksa Machmas Isser. I might cause the candles to go out quicker if I move a candle while it is lit on Shabbos. But I'm allowed to move a ner, just the candle which is the kli. I'm allowed to move that as long as it has not been used yet. Of a lo yasha, but an old one. Why not an old one? Because the old ones become disgusting. If you use a wax, an earthenware candle that they used to have, it was basically a little bowl with a hole in it to put the wick in, so it becomes disgusting afterwards. You're not allowed to move that on Shabbos because it is Muksa Machmas Miyus, Div Rabbi Yehuda. So maybe that's the Rabbi Yehuda that we are talking about in our case also. What's the parallel? Second to last line in Rashi, Avalo Yashan, to Muksa Machmas Miyus, Shadas Katsebo. These persons disgusted with it. What's the comparison to our case? V'hach behemanami kishekidei shayom hi muksa machmas eiver min hachai shelo nishchata. So muksa machmas eiver min hachai, just like you, it's not the same as mius, but just like you separate your das from the animal because of mius, from the candle because of mius, so too we separate our das from the animal because of eiver min hachai. If you keep in mind, this is Rashi l'shitaso. We mentioned a couple of days ago, Rav Huna's shita, that Rav Huna said that an animal while it's alive is becheskas iser omedes. Which iser? Rashi versus other Rishonim. Rashi says cheskas eiver menachai, like he says here. Other Rishonim say no, it's cheskas eina zavucha. There's a separate mitzvah that say that you have to shecht your animal. If you don't shecht it, it's the isra of eina, it's the isra of eina zavucha. So says the Gemara. So that is the suggestion that it is this Rabbi Yehuda. And so the Gemara says no, that can't be. Aimer the shabbos. Let's move this over a little bit. Eimer the Shamas led the Rabbi Yehuda b'muksa machmas miyus. When do we say that Rabbi Yehuda holds of a shita by muksa machmas miyus? Muksa machmas iser mi shamas lay. Does he really say shita by muksa machmas iser? It's exactly the same question that the Rashba alluded to. Tosfos does ask, Tosfos and the Tosfos Rashi here asks, actually Tosfos asks the question here too. Tosfos, bada Tosfos, dichuya ba'almahu. Don't take this rejection so seriously that, hey, that's muksa machmas miyus. We're talking about muksa machmas iser. Generally, muksa machmas iser is a more serious type of muksa. If you hold the Muktzamach was Mius, for sure you'd hold the Muktzamach was Isser. Stosva says, you're right. Don't take this rejection so literally. Tuchuya ba'almahu, the Muktzamach Isser Yoser Chamer. Okay, that's what Tosva says. Look at the Tosva's Arash here. Tosva's Arash says, no, maybe you could have a suggestion. Tosva's Arash says, maybe one could say that Muktzamach was Isser is only more Chamer when there's a Dichuy Biadayim. There are two types of muksas, right? There's one where it just memela becomes muksa, and one where I do an action where I'm madche it biyadayim. If I light a candle, that is called madche biyadayim. I do something actively to designate it that I'm not going to use it, to designate it as muksa. It's really, designation means the opposite of muksa. Muksa means I separate it from my das, the opposite of mukhan, which is prepared and designated. But that's what the Tosfos Rosh says. It could be that in all those cases, you got to do the research of muksamach was isser being more chamor, that's only where your matchit biyadayim. But if it's muksa, not, if it's nitche memela, said it could be that muksamach was isser could be just as strong. Okay, but either way, we reject the comparison, and we say, is it really true that he holds a muksamach was isser as well? So Gemara says, yes. We have another source that says he holds a muksamach was isser, and that could be the source that we're talking about. In Ditzan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol neir shel mateches metaltlin chutz min haner sheyedliku bo bos haShabbos. You're allowed to be metaltel candles, metal candles, because then there's no mius, right? There's just isser, except for a candle that was lit when Shabbos started. Sheyedliku bo bos haShabbos, as we mentioned yesterday. Once something is muksa when Shabbos starts, it's muksa the whole Shabbos. Rashi quotes it right here, fourth line. V'kivet shehuksa lebeit hashmashos, huksa l'chalayom. That's the principle of migud iskatsoi. Something doesn't have to be muksa the whole Shabbos if it's not muksa the first half of Shabbos. Right, something can become muksa on Shabbos. That's the sugya of once it becomes muksa, do we say it stays muksa? Yesh muksa or ain muksa lachasi Shabbos. But once it's muksa at the beginning of Shabbos, it's muksa for the whole Shabbos. Bigud is katsoy. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda here holds that one is not allowed to move candles that were lit on Shabbos. Right, this is the sugya that comes up on Sukkos. Somebody has their candelabra in the sukkah, and then you don't want to leave it there overnight. On a regular night, that's weekday, that was Sukkot, that's fine. You can move the candle, because you could have even moved it when it was lit. But when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, Chol HaMoed Sukkot, or Shabbos Sukkot, and then you want to move your candles inside, so what do you do? It's muksa. You want to just move the tray? That's a basis. Basis is davar aser. So the minhag ha'olam in certain circles is to put something else onto the tray, along with the candles, which makes it a basis of davar ha'aser, ulu davar ha'mutter, and we paskin, that's not a basis. Basis davar aser, davar mutter is mutter. One is allowed to move that. So, some put candies, some put bechers, challahs. So, the bit of goal is to be makel, unless you don't like the gra. The gra is against that, because gra says you go by objective value. Right, what, the challahs and the candles? Well, you care more about the lollipop that you put on there than the candles? So the gra says you got to put like a gold watch on there. Something else that's also significantly valuable, and that will prevent it from becoming a buses. And other people just don't use the silver candles. Okay, either way, one should follow their minna. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, he holds a muksamach mas isser. Says the Gemara, v'dilma, and this is where the Tosfos Rosh might have gotten it from. The Rashbo is alluding to the next line of the Gemara. So the Tosfos Rosh now too, v'dilma shaydi hasa, v'hu dachar dach lebi adayim. Maybe it was you did something actively there by lighting it, so maybe that's why it is rejected. And that's why it's muksa. So we have the Maskana. Ela Amar Avashi, which Rabbi Yehuda we talk about in the Mishnah, who holds that it is Aser Liyome, not Hachana, not Kalim, not others, but it's what we would have said, and that is Maisa Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda of Maisa Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda who tells us the basis of the halachas of any malacha that's done on Shabbos, I am not allowed to get benefit from it. Ela Amar Avashi, Rabbi Yehuda de Mevashel hi. It's Rabbi Yehuda of Mevashel. Ditzan. It's really a Ditanya, like we said yesterday. Ditanya haMevashel b'Shabbos b'Shogeg Yochal b'Mezid lo Yochal Divri Rabbi Meir. This brisa would not be intelligible unless we had Rashi and the Rishonim. Exactly what it means. So we'll see. We'll see what I mean. The Mishnah says if he cooked on Shabbos b'Shogeg he could eat it. When and who? Very unclear. But so we're going to go with Rashi Pshat of the Gemara. B'shogeg yochal, b'shogeg, if somebody did a malacha for me, cooking, on Shabbos, b'shogeg, I didn't know it was Shabbos, yochal, he could eat it even that day. Even that day, the most makel shita, Rabbi Meir. A person could eat it even that day. B'mezid, lo yochal. B'mezid, he cannot eat it. What does that mean? He cannot eat it that day. He has to wait till the night time, and Rabbi Meir here adds, Rashi adds it, and lo yochal b'chdei sheyasu. with enough time that it could have gotten ready after Shabbos. B'shogeg, there's no two reasons. There are two reasons throughout this Gemara that we're going to have that something could be usser. A, because you're being nena mimalecha Shabbos, number one. Number two, knas. We're going to fine you for what you did. One focused on the Maisa objectively, one focused on the Gavra that we want to be Konis to. So those are the two reasons why we might delay or even Aser getting benefit. So Rabbi Meir is the most Bekel Shita. Bishogeg, nothing. There's no, in his view, that's not called Nen Amimalecha Shabbos because it was Bishogeg. And number two, even if it was Bemezid, you have to wait. We're not Konis to. Just have to wait after Shabbos, Bichdei Sheyasu. And if that's about him, then surely about other people as well. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, which is the one that we're focusing on now. Rabbi Yehuda Shita says, Bishogeg Yochal Bimotzi Shabbos. Even if it's done Bishogeg, you cannot partake of it on Shabbos, only on Motzi Shabbos. Rashi adds in, so to other people also. Even though there's no Chi of Skila here, it's still a Maisa Avera. There's a Maisa Avera Bishogeg, and therefore you have to wait Bichtei Sheyasu. Right, that's Rashi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Bishogeg Yochal B'motzi Shabbos. You could eat have an Amotzi Shabbos. B'mezid lo yochal olamis. B'mezid, he himself cannot eat it ever. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. B'mezid, he can eat it forever. Other people can that night. B'mezid, though, he cannot eat it forever. If he did it, because we're konis you. If you did something B'mezid, we're not going to let you get Hana'a. Rashi says, right, and this is the Pashas, but we're trying to figure out this Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Mishnah that says that you cannot eat it that day, who are we talking about? Rashi says, Ubasisa Nami Diktari Asura Bachiliome Lididei Ulachrini Bishogig Metukma of Rabbi Yehuda Hi. According to this answer of the Gemara, the Mishnah that says if you shecht it on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, it's Mutter, and it's also only that day that's Shogig. Right, because if it was Rabbi Yehuda Mezid, you would never be able to eat it. So it's got to be Shogeg, which solves a lot of the problems that we started off with yesterday. Right? Because up till now, we were suggesting that maybe we're talking about a case of Mezid, right? And that was the whole Tosfos that we discussed at the beginning of yesterday's shir. If it's Mezid, isn't he a Mumar? How could the Shechita be kosher? And we said maybe it's only Mumar after the Shechita, maybe it's the first time. Different answers. But according to this approach of the Gemara, which is what the Rambam said in the Pirush Mishnah, it's a Shogeg. And therefore, there's no issue of Mumar. But that is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, again, B'Shogeg, he needed a Motzi Shabbos. He himself, B'Chdei Sheyasu, B'Mezid, he can never eat it. And then the most Machmer Shita, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler Omer, once recording the Brisa, B'Shogeg Yochal, L'Motzi Shabbos, La'acherim, V'Lolo, he can never eat it, period. Even Shogeg. Right. As Bataris Knas, Bishogeg, other people could eat it on Motzi Shabbos. Yeach, so this is really Yeachel, La Motzi Shabbos La Acherim, Velolo, he cannot. Bemezid, Lo Yochel Alamis, Lo Lovelo Acherim. Right? But, Bemezid, nobody could eat it ever. So those are the three Shitas. Stop there for a minute. What do we paskes? So I mentioned here, the Mishnah is Mokim like Rabbi Yehuda. But we paskes like Rabbi Yehuda. The Shmir Shabbos, I missed the Shulchan Aruch, but I'll read it to you from the Shmir Shabbos, in the new Shmir Shabbos, the new, Vachelik Aleph that came out, so he put all the Klalim as a Mavo in the beginning. In the older volume, it was in the Chelik Beis, tucked away at the end. But here, he realizes the sadistic nature of that section. So he puts it at the beginning. Before Chelik Aleph, he has the Mavo Vodil Kashabas, where he talks all about Segration, Lachatrinus, Zrich Lagufa, Makalka, Masase, Grama, Shinuim, right, all of the, principles of Shabbos, and there he has an entry on Maisa Shabbos as well. Just by the way, I don't know if I mentioned this in the past, if anybody's got the new Shmir Shabbos, so he has a little biography, right, autobiography at the beginning of 10 pages of his life, and he goes through his time during the war. It's unbelievable. And in one of the paragraphs, it's the most amazing paragraph, he talks all about how they were Shomer Shabbos the entire time, and that Shabbos saved them, the fact that they were able to try to hide out in all the different places. There was one time that he didn't leave his house for 5 years. It was unbelievable, that the story. So he says, finally, when the boat came after the war, and they were able to leave, and they didn't know whether they should go on the boat, not go on the boat, it was still dangerous, and it came on Shabbos. And he says, now, after the whole war, after I was able to be shomer the entire war, now I'm going to get on the boat on Shabbos. He says he didn't want to. He says, but he had to, because it's pikuach nefesh. So he says, kibalti atzmi shekadosh baruch hu yizaka osi ve'aseu mashu avar Shabbos. I was makabel at that moment. I had to go on the boat, but I was makabel, you know, I'm going to do something for Shabbos. I'm going to spend my life doing something for Shabbos. V'kach ala ha'rayon lechtov sefer al shmir Shabbos. That's why we have the Shmir Shabbos, because he made a neder at that time that he's going to do something for Shabbos as he got on the boat, even though he didn't want to. But Ein Breira, he had to get on the boat. That's when the boat came, and he was able to come to Eretz Yisrael. But that's why we have a Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa, because of that. Okay, wonderful. That was the in the Mavo. But if you look at the in the Maisa Shabbos section, so he quotes the exact rules and regulations. Maisa Shabbos. If somebody does a malacha for Beyond Shabbos, am I allowed to get benefit from it? Am I allowed to? I remember this year, I had a Talmud who was going somewhere for Shabbos, and he knew beforehand. So that's when that he asked me before. Everybody said maybe you should be doing that on Shabbos. But then he ended up because he was trying to be makarivim a little bit. He was going to be with an old friend of his that wasn't so frum. That was not yet. So he said he was worried that he was going to do something for him malach b'Shabbos. So he had to go through all these rules and regulations. It comes up. Shogeg for sure comes up. Somebody by mistake turns a light on. So what are the rules? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Ha'osa, I'll read it from the Shmir Shabbos. Ha'osa, b'Shabbos malachah shasurbet ha-Torah. First he talks d'oraisas, then d'rabbanans. D'oraisa, im asa b'shogeg, asur lo l'chol adam lehenos b'imena b'Shabbos. Avalachar Shabbos, but lehenos b'imena, aflosa malachah miyad im tseis ha-Shabbos. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Shita, but without the Pachtei Sheyasu. The poskim holds, the Mishnah Berurah says it's beferish, the principle of Bechtei Sheyasu, lemaisa is only used by Amir La'akam. If a guy does malacha for me on Shabbos, I'm also not allowed to get benefit from it. If he did it for me, if he did it for himself, I can. But if he did it for me, I can't get benefit from it, except Bechtei Sheyasu. That's what we pass on to Moshe Shabbos. Right? Because we're worried that if I'm allowed to get benefit right afterwards, he would do it for me again. A Jew, we're not worried that he's going to do it for me again on Shabbos. We don't have that chashash. But a guy, we are. So therefore, we wait Bechtei Sheyasu after Shabbos. That's why if anybody lives in the, it was an issue in the five towns in terms of the Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts going in the second day after Shabbos to get Dunkin' Donuts. They make more on Shabbos for the Jews that come Moshe Shabbos. So you have to wait Bechtei Sheyasu. So generally, by the time you have to wake up Dalin, we get there. It's half an hour after Shabbos, and it's, you know, according to the most Machmer Shitas, and then a couple of extra minutes if you want to get a little benefit, make it a little more room after Shal Shudas, right, so that you can wait. But either way, that's definitely Sheyasu. But make it to we pass it. If a Jew does a Malacha B'Shogeg, you're allowed to get benefit right after Shabbos. If a Jew does Malacha B'Mezid, then that person can never get benefit. Not only that person, but anybody who is within his group. Also, l'chol adam mimenet ba'osa Shabbos, la'avayin atzmo, u'l'chol b'nei mishpachto, u'l'chol asmuchat al shulchano, also l'hanos b'nei li'olam, and li'acherim, that he doesn't know, then mutter l'hanos b'nei l'achar Shabbos. That is all de'oraisa. So by malacha de'oraisa, shogeg, anybody after Shabbos, b'mezid, the person himself or anybody that's with him, never, and b'shogeg he can. What about a malacha de'rabanan? Malacha de'rabanan, Ha'osa b'Shabbos malacha shasur midrabanan. Said if it was b'shogeg, so then mutter to him even on Shabbos. We'll get to that svar in a minute. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But that's b'shogeg drabanan b'shogeg right away. B'shogeg drabanan b'mezid. So then he and others cannot get benefit from it on Shabbos, but after Shabbos they can. It goes down one level. Okay. So that is. You know what? I'll mention it now. What is the svara? We say if he did it, is this a drabanan b'shogeg, so that he could get benefit from it even on Shabbos? It's still a ma'isa Shabbos, no? You shouldn't have to wait till after Shabbos. So I think it connects to the Nesivus that we mentioned last week. I didn't read it inside, so I brought it today. The Nesivus notes, based on the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says in the Choshe Mishpah, Reish Lamed Aleph, that if wrong one, here it is. If I sell you a piece of meat, and the meat turns out to be treif, so what's the halachas? So the Rambam paskins, and the Shulchan Aruch closes in Reish Lamed Daled, if it was treif d'oraisa, if I didn't eat it yet, I can give it back and get my money back. If I ate it already, then it depends. If it was treif d'oraisa, then I get my money back. If it was treif d'rabanan, nothing. I don't get my money back. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, and then the Shulchan Aruch quotes it in Choshen Mishra Reish Lamed Aleph Sif Gimel. What's the Svara? Says the Nesivus, by a Derabanan B'Shogeg, you don't need Kapara. Why not? By an Issa D'Oraisa, that's inherently what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do. And therefore, even if I violated B'Shogeg, I still did something wrong B'Shogeg. I'm Chayv HaChatas if it was Shabbos in other Averis. I still went against HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shogeg, and therefore you need Kapara. Derabanan, what's the ikar by a derabanan? It says the Nesivos, it's not the derabanan per se, but it's the fact that you have to listen to the rabanan. It could be that the rabanan in one generation decide one thing, and 100 years from now they're going to decide something else. But by dinam derabanan, it's not the inherent idea that they say. The rabbanan say something is treif. These molecules are treif? No. It's just that I have to listen to the rabbanan. That's the ikur. That's the focus by dinam derabanan. And therefore, a derabanan b'shogeg, says the Nesivos, you don't need kapara for. You don't need kapara for because what do you do wrong? Per se, it's not an eternal law. And number two, you didn't do it on purpose. So that's why, says the Nesivos, you don't need kapara this, not everybody agrees to this, but it's the Nesivos explaining the Shulchan Aruch, that's why you don't need a kapara by Durabana Bishogig. So maybe that fits in very nicely to what we hold. We hold by Maisa Shabbos, Durabana, you do a Bishogig, you can even get benefit from it on Shabbos. Because after all, you didn't do anything! You didn't do anything! It's not called the Maisa Shabbos! So maybe that could be connected. We're not going to go through it right now, but if you want to look, the Meshe Chachma uses this Nesivos. He doesn't use it, he says his whole point, and he says it in the last line, and the Nesivos fits in very nicely to this. That's what he says. To explain the Rambam Shita of Lo Sasur. When the Rambam says, I'll mention it there quickly once it's here, the Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, if you never saw it. The Rambam, famous Machlokas Rambam Ramban on Lo Sasur, where the Rambam holds that the Aveira of Lo Sasur do not turn away from when it says the one through Rabbanan say, every time you violated the Rabbanan, you also violated Daraisa. It's the famous Shita of the Rambam. I violate, I eat chicken and milk, I get an Issa Daraisa of Lo Sasur. Not following the words of the Rabbanan. As the Ramban, the Bam Kasha, if that's true, then how could you ever have the principle of Savi Darabanan Lakula? If every Darabanan is always a Daraisa of Lo Sasur, so every time you violate a Darabanan, you also violate a Daraisa, so you never have the principle of Savi Darabanan Lakula. That's the Ramban's Kasha in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Ramban in one line has an answer, which all the Achronim pick up on and say, yeah, that's the answer. The Ramban says, and if you think this is true, it's not true. No, that's the answer. What's the answer? The Rambam says, this is what the Meshech Chachma says right here, Yud Zayin Yud Aleph, there's a difference between Safek and Vadai. What's the difference? When do I say that if you violated Darabana, you violated Daraisa? If you do a Darabana, b'mezid. If you do a Darabana, b'mezid. So, if you violate Darabana, you violate Daraisa. But the second that it's Safek, the second that I'm not sure, we could say, Kahai Gavna Lo Tiknu. Once it's suffig, then the Durabanan falls away. Because after all, exactly what we just said for the Nesivos, it's not like these molecules are usur, and therefore, even if it's a maybe poison for my neshama, I also am not allowed to eat it. That's by the Savi Daraisa. But by Durabanan, it's not inherently these words, it's the fact that I have to listen to the Rabbanan. He gives a mashal, Morad B'malchus. If the king wants to build a highway through my backyard, and I say no, he's allowed to kill me. Why? Because it says in the Torah he has to build a highway through my backyard? No! It's that I have to listen to the king. So do I have to listen to the Rabbanan. The second that it's Safek, so then Memela, the whole law doesn't stand. And that's why the Rambam never said it by Safek. Hai gavna lo tiknu. Then he quotes the Nesivos. So you have the Nesivos and the Meshech Chachma, which fits into the Lemaisa of Maisa Shabbos Durabanan B'Shogi. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. So we have that suggestion. The Gemara said Maisa Shabbos is the Pshat of the Mishnah. And that's Rabbi Yehuda b'Shogeg. V'nukma b'mezid Rabbi Meir. So now with the Gemara, why are we suggesting that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda and b'Shogeg? Why don't we say it's Rabbi Meir shita b'mezid? Because Rabbi Meir is even more makel. He says, even if you did a b'mezid, you could benefit from it that night. So maybe it's shita b'mezid, and it's Rabbi Meir shita. Versus lo salka daidach, we don't want to suggest that. Why? Diktani dum yadiyom ha-kipurim. Because the Mishnah says Shabbos and Yom Kippur. And we want to have that parallel. Just like on Yom Kippur, you're not eating anything that day, even b'shogeg, because of its tzom. So too, we want to have a case where you wouldn't even eat it b'shogeg that day. And according to Rabbi Meir, you'd eat it b'shogeg that day. So that's not a comparable case. That's why we go like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says you can never eat it that day by a malacha de oraisa, even if it is shogeg. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Umimah says, "Mok mislah b'shogeg Rabbi Yehuda." Can we really be mokimit like Rabbi Yehuda b'shogeg? V'ha af al pisha b'schay b'nafshok tani. Doesn't the Mishnah say, even though you're chayim misa? So if it's shogeg, you're not chayim misa. So answer the Gemara. Hachi Kamar Af Al Pi Debemezid Mischayev Benafsho Hu Hacha Debeshogesh Chidas Akshera. Just got to add it a line. Even though you did an act that had you done Bemezid, you'd be Chayev Misa. Here you did a Beshogeg. The Chidas Akshera. You could benefit from it that night. So it's Rabbi Yehuda. So it's not Rabbi Meir. It is Rabbi Yehuda. Last try. Vinukma Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Dabar Loshna Beshogeg Loshna Bemezid Lo Achil. Maybe it's like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler who says even Beshogeg and even Bemezid he could ever eat it. By the way, you see from here that all the Tanam had trades. Right, they didn't sit and learn all day. They all made their own parnasa. Nobody was supporting them. Rabbi Yochanan Sanzalar, many of the Tanaim. Many of the Tanaim had, and it was still became the Tanaim. Just shows us the Machayev that we have. Rabbi Yochanan Sanzalar, he fixed shoes. So Gemara answers, no. Rabbi Yochanan Sanzalar, kamif lagi b'motzi Shabbos la'acherim v'lo lo. Rabbi Yochanan Sanzalar has a distinction between him, others, and himself. Right, b'mezid, he can never get benefit from it, others can. Tanadi dan, shchitasok shera k'tani, lo shtar lo v'lo shtar l'acherim. And our Tana says shchitasok shera, which doesn't give any hints to any distinctions between him and others. That's why we don't want it to have Rabbi Yochanan be Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, so it's Rabbi Yehuda b'shogeg, period. One other fascinating machlokas that I wanted to mention. Mr. Brewer quotes this machlokas as machlokas achronim. Machlokas the Mogen Avram and the Chavos Das. Chavos Das is the Decevus' commentary on Yoredeya. It said, Kuf Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it. The first page of Shin Yud Ches, which is the Siman of Bishul B'Shavas. Shin Ches is Muksa, Shin Yud Ches is Bishul. So, at the beginning of Shin Yud Ches, he discusses Maisa Shabbos. That's where the Shulchan Aruch talks about it. And then he quotes the principle, what happens if it was Mezid. Let's say you have a case of Mezid. Somebody did Malacha B'Mezid. Somebody cooked something for you on Shabbos. So it's Aser for you. And it's Aser, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Aser forever for this person. But it's Mutter for other people on Motzei Shabbos. What if it falls into a mixture? What if it falls into a mixture? What's the question? We have a principle called Davar Sheish L'Matirin is not Batel. Something that's going to become Mutter is not Batel. That's the principle. Davar Sheish L'Matirin is not Batel. So the question is here, is Davar Sheish L'Matirin for other people, but not for the person himself. So how do you categorize this thing? Chametz, according to Rov Rishonim, is a davar sheish lamatirin, because in a week it's going to be butter for everybody. Beitz shenol da biyantif, the first Mishnah, what does it say in Daf Gimel? Davar sheish lamatirin is not batal. So what about here? Machlokes achronim, machlokes. Das avagin Avram de eno mizbatel v'asur lo b'shabbos lehanos b'zeh kiva de lebotzi shabbos ye mutter lachirim mikri davar sheish lamatirin de eno batal afilu be'elef. The Magen Avraham says that it's not a davar sheish lamatirin because it's going to be usur to, I'm sorry, it is a davar sheish lamatirin because it's mutter for others and therefore it's not batel and it's usur for this guy forever. You go by others. The Chavos Das is what he's talking about. I'm not going to read it. It's in the back. In the back, he quotes this. Kuf Beis. He says, no, because it's usur for him forever, it is davar sheish lamatirin even for others, and therefore it's batel right away, and he can eat it on Shabbos. Machlokes, is it a davar sheish lamatirin or not? What's the nekudas of machlokes? So that gets us to the lamdas of davar sheish lamatirin, which we've mentioned in the past. Machlokes Rashi and the Ran. Rashi and Beitza Daf Gimel says that why is davar sheish lamatirin not batel? So Rashi says the simple pshat that you might as well wait. It's going to be mutter tomorrow. It's going to be mutter in a week. So you're going to rely on bittel to say that it's iser disbatel beheter. You might as well wait. That's Rashi Shita. Might as well wait. But if you look in the Ran in the Daran Dafnun Beis, top five Rans of Masechus Adarim, look at the Ran in Dafnun Beis, the Ran says there, no, the reason, why does Bittel work? We're not going to get to all the details where he got this from. Why does Bittel in general work? Because when there's a clash of two things, one overpowers the other one and totally obliterates it. That's the principle of Min B'She'eno Mino. You have two things that are matel. What about the principle of Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino lo batel? Why do we say min b'mino lo batel? Because when you have two like things, they could coexist. They don't destroy each other. They could coexist. So that's why, says the Ran, by a davar sheyesh lo matirin, that smacks a little bit of heter itself, because it's going to be mutter tomorrow. So it's like heter b'heter falling in. So that's why they could coexist, so they're not batel. That's the svar of the Ran, davar sheish lamatirin is not batel, the Ran in the Daran Dafnun Beis. Totally different svar than Rashi. So there are many nafkaminas brought by the Achronim, but one of them could be right here. This thing is never going to be mutter to me. So if I hold like Rashi, you might as well wait. So that's not a davar, maybe that's like the Chavos Das. it's batal because it's never going to be mutter to me, so it has to be batal. Therefore, I'm allowed to enjoy it right now. But according to the Magen Avraham, maybe it goes by formal categories. What do you mean? It's going to be mutter to other people. So if it's going to be mutter to other people, halachically, maybe this is enough to be called heter beheter, and therefore it's not going to be batal. It's going to be called the davar sheyesh lo matirin. There are other discussions, but that is on one nafkamina. That one could suggest what the machlokas is, whether Maisa Shabbos is called a davar sheyesh lo matirin or not. Okay, let's go weiter. Says the Gemara. So we just established that the Mishnah is like Rebbe Yehuda, and it's a case of shogeg. Right, a lot of you saw this halachas coming up today. Right, we have Maisa Shabbos, we have davar sheyesh lo matirin, and we're not finished yet. Yesterday we had Breira. Sorry yesterday about the noise a little bit, but it's just a noisy day. Visiting day yesterday, and today though we're back to having some quiet. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara. Tani Tana Kamei Derav. A braisa that was said in front of Rav, right in the middle. Hamavashal b'Shabbos b'Shogeg Yochal b'Mezid lo Yochal. Somebody cooks on Shabbos b'Shogeg Yochal b'Mezid lo Yochal. Can eat it on Shabbos and not b'Mezid. Umashtik le'Rav. Rav said to the one who was quoting this braisa, be quiet. Mashtikle. He made him quiet. He said, quiet! He didn't just say, I disagree. He didn't just accept it. So he says he made him quiet. To my time, mashtikle. Why did he make him quiet? Why was Rav so upset? Is it because Rav held like Rabbi Yehuda and this braisa was like Rabbi Meir? Right? The Pasha says, right? The exact lashon of Rabbi Meir is quoted. B'shogeg, he did it even that day. The basically, he's got to wait. So is that why he quieted him? Because he held like Rabbi Yehuda and the Bala braisa held like Rabbi Meir? Ask the Gemara, B'shogeg, the sphere like Rabbi Yehuda. Mom, the Rabbi Meir, mashtikle. What, because you have a disagreement with somebody? You have to shut them up? Right, elu ve'elu devri elokim chayim. We paskin one way, but elu ve'elu in 99% of circumstances. The only exception is Rashi says in Maseches Ksubis. The only exception to elu ve'elu is if two people are arguing what their Rebbe said. Then you could say, you know, one's right, one's wrong. Rashi says that. If you have Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Shmuel and some other time b'shem Shmuel. So either, we'd rather not say he changed his mind, they were both at the shir, one of them misunderstood. But other than that, Elu ve'elu devri elokim chayim. We've had a shir on that in the past. What exactly does that mean? Va'od, and number two, mi sabal Rabbi Yehuda. Did Rav really hold like Rabbi Yehuda? V'ha'ama Rav Chanan Bar Ami. Rav Chanan Bar Ami said, ki mori luhu Rav l'talmidei. When Rav was asked privately by his talmidim what the psak is, mori luhu Rabbi Meir. Right, he held like Rabbi Meir Shita privately. Only when he gave a public shir, he held like Rabbi Yehuda. Because he didn't want everybody to be so mekel like Rabbi Meir. Like the Ami Aretz. Meaning, if he gives one psak, it might go one step further. So you see, in private, he held like Rabbi Meir. So, what do you mean? How can you say that he held like Rabbi Yehuda? That's why he got so upset at the other Tana. The Chitem, which is an important principle in general, that not every psak should be publicized. Right? We had in Menachas, if you remember, Tzadik Test, the Gemara that says that if you Yotze Talmud Torah with Kriyash Mashachris Varvis, so the next line of the Gemara said, Asur La'omer B'fnei Ma'aretz. To say such a thing that you're Yotzi Talmud Torah with by saying Kriyashma. And the next part of the Gemara said, Mitzvah la'omer l'fnei ha'maaretz. Right? It'll give them chizik, or it's also to say such a thing. Right? You can understand both svaras. So the Gemara says, so he doesn't like Rebbe, in private he held like Rebbe Meir. V'chi tema tana bepirka tana kameh. And if you want to say, maybe this brisa was said in front of Rav, in front of the whole yeshiva. So maybe it wasn't public. So he had to get upset at him to show that, oh, maybe Rabbi Yehuda's right. But what do you mean? If you remember the days of the Gemara, the Rav, the major Talmud Chacham who was giving the shir, he wasn't the one that everybody heard. Right? He whispered something. And then the Amora, his human loudspeaker, said it in front of to everybody. He said, Rabbi Yehuda says! There was somebody that announced it. So even if the braisa was said to him, nobody would have heard it. He didn't have to get so upset. Mashtikle. So, and therefore, why did he get so upset? So, Amar Bachem Bar Yitzchak, this is why he got so upset. Tana, shoche, tana kame derav. The braisa said the case of shoche, namavashel. The braisa said the case of shchita b'shabes. Hashochet b'shabes b'shoge yochal meizel lo yochal. He was talking about a case of shchita, not about bishul. And Amar Le, that's why Rav got upset. Why? Ma daitich k'rebi meir. You think you're just quoting Rabbi Meir Shita, what Rabbi Meir said by Mavashel. You say it by Shochei too. No, there's a difference. Ad kamo kasher Rabbi Meir ela b'mavashel. When does Rabbi Meir say his shita by Mavashel? Because there the only issues are Maisa Shabbos or Hano or Knas, but there's no issue of Muksa. And that's why Rabbi Meir holds his shita, the Roy Lakus, because you're able to eat it raw. The word kus, koseis, always means eating something raw. Gemara Brachas talks about koseis as achita. Right? If you eat a piece of wheat raw, you make adama instead of a mizonos. Because it's raw. So koseis always means eating something raw. So when does the Rebbe Meir say, where it's roi lakus, and therefore there was no issue of muksa? Abel shoche de roi lakus lo. But when it comes to shchita, right, there's no, you're not able to eat the animal while it's alive and say roi lakus. So then we say there's a muksa problem. And therefore, Rabbi Meir wouldn't say his shita. So nobody would hold like that shita. And that's why Rav got upset when this Tana quoted this brisa in front of him. So again, Rashi says, second line, Mishum muksa miya asira. The Rashba adds, and even Rabbi Shimon would agree to this muksa. It's kuliyama, this muksa. This muksa is muksa machmas iser, right? It's an animal. So therefore he got upset. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, V'amastis in the Shochet Hu. But our Mishnah is about Shchita. V'amar Avuna, Darash Shechia Bar Rav, Mishmei the Rav, what we had yesterday, Asura V'achila Liomei, V'nasman Chavei Lomei Rabbi Yehudi. But haven't we just spent the last blot saying that our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Rabbi Yehuda Shita, meaning Rabbi Meir would not agree to our Mishnah. And Harabi Meir Shari, Rabbi Meir would matir in our Mishnah, even though it's a case of Shchita, so you see he's not worried about the Muksa issues. And the Gemara says, no, maybe you're right. Kishari Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir would only allow it, kigon shayachola mi bod yom. Maybe Rabbi Meir would only allow it in a case where there's no muksa, where there was somebody who was deathly ill in your house on Friday afternoon, who might have needed this. So it was mukhan enough that you already knew that you might have to shech this. You weren't maksa this biadayim, because you had a chola b'toch beischa on Erev Shabbos. Let's do a little more, then we'll talk about that. Ihachi, my time with Rabbi Yehuda Asar. See if that's true. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say Asar? If you shechted it for the chola, so why does it Asar? So the Gemara says, no. You had a chola, and he got better. So that's why there was no muksa when Shabbos started, because there was a Bein HaShmashis, you had the chola, but now you don't have that chola anymore. So the shaila is, now you get into the regular discussions of Maisa Shabbos. Ay, v'chi hada, amar av acha, bar ada, amar av, v'yamri l'ara, amar av yitzchah, bar ada, amar av, like Rav says, hashoche l'chola b'shabbos, asa l'bari. If somebody shechs for a chola on Shabbos, so it's asur to a healthy person because of muksa. Hamavasha l'chola b'shabbos, mutu l'bari. But if somebody cooked for a chola on Shabbos and there was leftovers, could a bari eat from it? Yes. Why? My taima, hi roi lakus, vai in roi lakus. Because the bavashal case was not muksa, and you cooked it beheter, and therefore you're allowed to get benefit from it, masha inkein, by the case of shchita. Period. Stop there for a minute. We discussed it in a parsha shir 2 years ago, parshas Vayakel. If you look in the Gemara in Maseches Yuma, Daf Pehei, the Gemara there has all the different sources for chilul Shabbos, pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. We know there are 6 or 7 different sources quoted in the Gemara. The last two are the famous ones. The second to last source is Chalal Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishmer Shabbosos Harbei. Right, b'machal this Shabbos you can keep many future Shabbosos. And then the Gemara ends off and says, in the name of Shmuel, Shmuel says, I have the best source. What's the best source? V'chai Bohem. V'chai Bohem below Shiyamas Bohem. And the Gemara says, we all like Shmuel, the last source, because every other source has a problem with it. Okay, but Rav Asher Weiss has a beautiful piece in Vayakel, and he just compiles a lot of the sources, that really there are, even though we paskin v'chai Bohem, the Gemara says, we really paskin like both of the last sources. Various Rishonim in different contexts quote Chalal Shabbos Achas and not just v'chai Bohem. And there are nafkaminas between the two. For example, the Ramban talks about in Torah Sa'adam being Mechal Shabbos for a fetus. We paskin that we're Mechal Shabbos, even if we could figure out somehow that the mother's life is not in danger at all, which came out as impossible, because usually if the fetus's life is in danger, then the mother's is. But let's say theoretically, we still would be Mechal Shabbos for a fetus. You don't have a Chai Bohem. You don't have a Chai Bohem there. He's out of life yet. The Chai Bohem Bohem, but you have Chal Shabbos Achas, Kli Shabbos Osarbe. You have that one, number one. Number two, let's say you have a case, Rachmana Litzlan, if you know that Bimachal, this guy, for Shabbos, will save this guy's life, but he's only going to live for 3 days. You know he's not going to live till the next Shabbos. Are you Machal Shabbos today?
But you know he's not going to live. So there, it's the opposite. If you hold up Chal Shabbos, Achas Kishir Shabbos Harbei, you shouldn't be Bechal Shabbos. Unless you say, hey, Akash Baruch Hu can help him get better. But Mikra did Chal Shabbos, Achas wouldn't apply. But for Chai Bahem would. Because every second of life is of infinite value. Number two, there are other nafkaminas, but you can look at that piece of Rav Asher Weiss. These are two of them related to the sources of Chilul Shabbos for a Chola. Okay, let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, Amar Papa, Pi'amim Shashochein Mutter. Rav Papa says, even though the usual rule is Shechita is a problem for you and Bishul is not a problem for you because of the Muksa issues, there are cases where it's the opposite. Pa'amim Shashochein Mutter, Kigon Shahayelo Chola Mivod Yom. Number one, Shochin Mutter is, right, there was a Cholim Yod Yom, therefore there was no Muksa problems. Mevashel Aser, Gosha Katzis Lo Delas. Mevashel could be Aser where, Katzis Lo Delas, where there was something that it was attached when Shabbos started. You took a vegetable that you had cut and then cooked it. So there you have a Muksa problem by Bishul. Right, so those are both exceptions to the rule that you can look at it in the opposite way. Amar Avdimi Minar Adah, Hilchos of the Halacha is, Hashokhi L'Chola B'Shabbos. If somebody shooks for a Chola on Shabbos, Rashi says, for a Chola that was already sick before Shabbos. Shokhe l'chola b'Shabbos. Mutter l'bari b'umsa. It's mutter for a healthy person b'umsa. It's mutter for a healthy person to eat it raw. Somebody shecks l'chola on Shabbos, you can eat it raw. My timer. Kivan di efshal l'kazayis basar b'lo shchita. Since, first of all, there was no muksa problem because already the chola was there before Shabbos. And also, since it's impossible to get a piece of meat without shechting it, so you have to shech the whole animal in order to get any piece of meat from this animal. So kikashachra, that's the cholakashachit. We don't say that when he shechted the animal, he had part of the animal in mind to be for this other person. Because you have to do shechita to get any kazayas. So there was no, what the sugi is called, marbe b'shiurin. He didn't do more for the other person, because shechita is shechita. Hamavasho l'chola b'shabes, aser l'bari. But if you cook on Shabbos, it's aser for a bari, it's aser for a healthy person to partake of it even afterwards. Why? Gezerish emiyarbe b'shvilo. Gzeira, that the next time he might do more for the healthy person. Once he's cooking, he's like, you know what? I'll throw some more in. This is the sugya we're worried about. Gzeira yishema yarba bishvilo. The big problem that the Rishonim deal with, not here, but more in Maseches Beitza Daf Yud Zayin and Gittin Daf Ches, is that it seems pretty clear from the Gemara in Beitza there that marba bishiurin only applies to a new malacha. But if it's the same malacha and you're just adding in material, let's say you're cooking. And you're cooking a pot. You have one pot, so you throw in an extra piece of steak, an extra thing to cook. So the Gemara seems to say that's not a problem. If I'm cooking a barrel of water on Yontif, and I fill it up to the brim, instead of just halfway, without the heter mitoch, it's a case where it's really aser, so there's no issa daraisa there. So the Rishonim ask, why here where gozer, shema yarba bishvilo, which seems to be, marba bishirin is an issa daraisa, if I have the heter to do it and I do more, it's asa daraisa, it sounds like from our Gemara, mashiki there in Besa, does not seem like it's asa daraisa. Right, that's a big problem. So some say maybe there's a difference in those cases. Really, it's better for you if you fill it up; it cooks better. But the important Ron in Beitza, Rav Shachter likes to quote this Ron. It's in Beitza over there on the Gemara Daf Yud Zayin. I'm not going to read it to save some time. But the Ron there in Beitza says there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. The two different concepts are different. What are we talking about here? We're talking about Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. What are we talking about there? The Heter of Ochel Nefesh on Yontif. Says the Ron, there's a big difference. Pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is dechuya. The heter of ochel nefesh on Yontif is chutra. And therefore, there's a big difference between a nafkamina of that, an outgrowth of that would be marba b'shiurin. The isser of marba b'shiurin on Shabbos by pikuach nefesh is daraisa. And therefore, you're not allowed to do it because it's only dechuya. And therefore, you have to limit it as much as you can, says the Ron. And therefore, that's what the Gemara here says, shami yarba b'shvilo. Masha enkein, when it comes to over there on Yontif, the heter v'ochel nefesh on Yontif, it's hutra, and therefore it would be mutter. Nearly borer. This is on Tesma Beis Nadafi Arif. Devadai ribuya shiura b'shabes midaraisa mitzar v'afilu achi lo dami lemezid deika lemeimar riba b'shira b'yontif. Don't compare riba b'shira b'yontif riba b'shira b'shabes. Shashabes duchuyehi itzachole v'lo hutra l'ficha kol shev ikar malacha aser av tosefto kamohu u'mitzar midaraisa aval yontif she'ochel nefesh hutar ba. Okay, very important, Ron. Beitza Daf Tes Amud Beis. Okay, let's just continue now to finish up the next section. Says the Mishnah. Hashochet b'magal yad. Back to Hilchos Shechita. Hashochet b'magal yad b'tzur v'kaneh shechita sok sheira. If somebody shechs on any day, no more Shabbos and Yontif. That was the last Mishnah. What is one allowed to do shechita with? So obviously a knife. What if one uses a scythe that you cut, another blade that you cut wheat with? Bitsur, you use a piece of a rock. Bekana, you use a sharp reed. Shechita sukshera, all these cases, the shechita is kosher. Keep in mind, that's a lashon b'dieved. Shechita sukshera, we'll talk about it. Hakol shochtin, anyone can shecht. We'll have to talk about what this is doing here. The Mishnah on that base already said it. Ula olam shochtin, and you could always shecht. Uba kol shochtin, and with whatever you want, you could shecht. Chutz mi magal katsir, except with a magal katsir, a different type of scythe that you use in the field. Why? A magal katsir has pigimos. It has pigimos, it has like knives that we have. It has up and down and up and down and up and down. You can't use that type of knife. Vahamagera or a saw, you can't use. Vahashinayim or a tooth of an animal, you can't use. Vatziporen or a fingernail. Why can't you use any of these? We're not talking about Malika here, right, which is how you do Shechitas Ofid Kachin. You know, can't use any of these. Mibnei Shehem Chokim. They literally strangle. They do drisa. They do drasa instead of going in a back and forth motion. It's just one little blade, and therefore that's why these are problematic to use. Period. Says the Gemara, Hashoche Tiyevet El Chachil Lo. The first ones listed in the Mishnah, the Mishnah says you're able to use them. Shechitas Okshera. That's a b'dieved lashon. Why can't you use them lechatchila? Bishlama magal yad. Find the first case magal yad. You can't use lechatchila. Why? Dilma asil meved b'idakisa. The magal yad had two sides. One a straight blade, smooth, which is good, and the other one is jagged. And therefore, there's a gzera. If you use one side of it, you might come to use the other side of it. It's on the opposite side. Rashi says here, kol shekein then, if you have one blade where part of it has pegimus and part of it doesn't, there's definitely a gzera there. Definitely Xavier there. The Shaila is, what if, the Rishonim we discussed, what if you only have one blade and part of it is Pegimus? Are you allowed to use it? So the Rush says here, if it's on Yantav, if you have no other blade, you could put a Shmata. You could put a Matlis on the problematic part of the knife, the Pegimus, and use the rest of it. Simchas Yantav, you have no other choice. That's what the Rush says right here.
Depending on how long the knife is.
Assuming that even if it's a very short knife, you have to go back and forth, you know, just using the part of it, that's the proper blade. You're right. Usually we try to have a longer knife so you can go back and forth. Right? As we said, as we'll get to later. Anyway, because the Gemara says, Baya magal yad, I understand why there's a gzera lachadchila. Because you might have to use the other side. Elat survakana lachadchila lo. But survakana, you can't use it as lachadchila, the rock or the sharp reed. Why not? Varamini, we learned in the Brisa. We had it earlier. Bakal shochtin. Bein batsur, bein batschokas, bein bakrama shakana. Sounds like it's lachadchila able to be used. My answer is lokasha, kan batalash kan bimachubar. Maybe it's a difference whether it's still attached. You want to use a reed that's sharp and it's still attached to the ground. That's mechubar, you cannot use lechatchila. It's got to be talos lechatchila. So Amar Rav Kahana, hashochid b'mechubar lekarka, like Rav Kahana says, if you shech b'mechubar lekarka, Rebbe posav, Rebbe Chiya machshir. Rebbe says it's possible even b'dieved. Rebbe Chiya is machshir, and arkan lo kamachshir, Rebbe Chiya, ela b'dieved, aval lechatchila lo. So our mission is like Rebbe Chiya. Rabbi Chiya says, "Bidi Evid, you could use these, but because they are mechubar, Talos should be able to use even lechatchila. That's the brisa." Says the Gemara, "B'mayu kimta Rabbi Chiya Bidi Evid. Who would we just say the Mishnah is like Rabbi Chiya, and it's Bidi Evid? Okay, Elohad Tanya. What about this Tosefta? Bakol shochtin bein betalos bein mechubar. There's a brisa. There's a Tosefta that says even mechubar is okay lechatchila. Bein shasakin lamala v'savra bein lamata. Bein shasakin lamata v'savra bein lamala. And it doesn't matter if you're shechting from below or above." It doesn't matter if the animals, usually we turn the animal's neck over and the knife's on top. But it doesn't matter if it's the opposite, it's also okay. It's also okay, right? We're not talking about the knife is going underneath the animal's simanim. That's a problem, right? That's chalada. But this is talking about whether the animal's neck is above or below. And you're not worried, Rashi explains, that the animal is going to weigh onto the knife and therefore might make it a violation of drasa. You're not worried about that. So Mani, who is the author of this brisa? Lo Rebbe, lo Rebbe Chiya. It's neither. Why? E Rebbe Chiya. If you want to say it's Rebbe Chiya, di'evet in lechatchila lo. Rebbe Chiya only allowed you to do mechubar b'di'evet. E Rebbe, di'evet nami lo. And if it's Rebbe, he asserted, he passed even b'di'evet. So who's the author of the brisa that says mechubar is okay lechatchila? So Mari answers all in Rebbe Chiya, b'avi lechatchila. Really, Rebbe Chiya is the author of that brisa, that Tosefta, and it's even lechatchila. So why does he argue even on a Dibidi? Why is it formulated even in the Bidiyavid? Well, Diecha Kocha the Rebbe, to tell me the strength of Rebbe Shita, who says even Bidiyavid is puzzle. But now we're back to the original question then. if this is all, if Rabbi Chiya even allows it lechachila, velo mathisa diktani yashoche diavad in lechachila lo mani, so who's the author of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah, which says it's okay with the Eved. Lo Rebbe v'lo Rebbe Chiya. It's neither. Why? E Rebbe Chiya afil lechachila. If it's Rebbe Chiya, we just said Rebbe Chiya would allow it even lechachila. E Rebbe diavad namilo. And Rebbe passes it even with the Eved. So Rebbe Chiya allows it lechachila. Rebbe passes it even with the Eved. Nobody says, yes, but the Eved, no lechachila. So Gemara says, okay, go back. Liola Rebbe Chiya. Really, it's Rebbe Chiya v'afilu lechachila. And it's even lechachila he would allow it, our Mishnah. Umasisa diktani hashochet Rebbehi. Our Mishnah, who's our Mishnah? Rebbe Shita. Rebbe, you said it's okay, only okay with the Eved. What? Kasha the very other Rebbe. We have a steer now in Rebbe. If Rebbe's the author of our Mishnah says it's only okay with the Eved. The Brisa says it's possible with the Eved. So lo kasha, two different types of mechubar, which we'll talk more about tomorrow. Kan mechubar meikaro. Kan betala shalobasov chibro. Is it mechubar meikaro, something that has always been attached? Or is it something that was attached and you stuck it back in and now it is, it was detached and now it became attached again? That's the difference. If it's talish meikaro, that's the problem. Talish, and that's not good even bidi, that is not good even bidi eved. But if it's talish basov chifro, that is okay bidi eved. We will examine, Be'ez Hashem, other examples, other areas in halacha where Moshe Soloveitchik pointed out there seems to be stiras. What is talish basov chifro? By avodah zara, which is, not a problem, but mechubar, by shchita, by other contexts, which we'll get to, we'll have to come up with a distinction between various areas of halacha. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Hashem, we will continue.